here virtually. Pack still in Cincinnati.
You What's smell me? Oh, been a hell of a week. Weekend, I shall say. Girls basketball, NCAA is at an all-time high right now. Men's basketball is all-time high right now. I got three teams still left in it that I picked to go to the Final Four. And man, the news, this P. Diddy thing have really like, pew.
Yeah. And no one bring up that I was listed on the report for the Hidden Hills Mansion. I was there one time. It was me and him, but we were like 6 feet apart. It wasn't what the story said, but Diddy gets raided. They saw him pacing around at the Miami airport. They said he's in the Caribbean by now, I think. I think he got up out of here.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I think he's gone to Switzerland or somewhere. Somewhere where they can't bring him back.
Indonesia. Dubai.
Yep, Dubai. Fits right in over there. Perfect. I don't know, man. That's a crazy story, bro.
That is a crazy story.
I don't get how a man like that statue, like, I don't know, you do some sick shit like that. That's all I'm going to say. This shit's sick.
Oh, I didn't do anything sick. How else would I get the podcast? Oh, you mean Diddy?
I was talking about Diddy.
Oh, yeah, that is sick.
I wasn't talking about, you want to refer to your situation? No, I just thought it was funny that everybody was like, who's this Zach guy?
That has been going on.
Yeah, that it was pretty funny on to me. I got to see the TMZ clip. You're it's a lot of guys that say, oh, who is this guy? Well, one of the guys that said that we had just met.
Dave Portnoy. I guess he was in a bad mood. He didn't need to go that hard at Lamar either. Lamar, sixth man of the year, NBA champion. We don't need to disrespect him. What the fuck did you do in sports, Dave?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, you had a hell of a weekend with the games and all the nice articles about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can start on this. Fuck Auburn.
Auburn killed this, bro.
Terrible.
It was just, I don't understand how Auburn used to lose to Yale. It's an SEC school, bro. To a smart school.
Ivy League school.
Smart guys had to figure it out.
Yeah. Lost to a bunch of smart guys.
Yeah, San Diego State came in and just let them know,
destroyed Yale.
Destroyed Yale.
Yeah.
Beat them by damn near 30 points.
Yeah, I think Auburn's men's basketball team should be on probation for at least 5 years.
At least.
The coach should be fired. The booster should be gone. And I don't think any player should be allowed to enter the NBA. You lost to Yale? Terrible. Terrible.
And they Wisconsin, was arguably one of the best teams even in worse. This tournament.
I know. They had the fifth best title odds. They won the SEC championship. SEC.
And lose to Yale?
In basketball. Kentucky lost to Oakland.
Yeah. Kentucky SEC wasn't that good of a team this year. Kentucky wasn't really that good of a team if you ask me this year.
Clearly.
But they deserved to be in the tournament. Yeah. It's been crazy, man. This has been a nice joy of basketball. First day, a lot of upsets. A lot of upsets. These last couple of days, no team that was an underdog won. So now we're back into good basketball.
Only Clemson. Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. They're a sixth seed. That's not really big upset. I wanted Oregon to win. I liked watching them. They lost. I was like, We'll see. A lot of good teams, but it's top heavy right now. There's no real Cinderella stories. I like those personally.
Yeah, it's all the teams that we said. UConn.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Houston.
Duke. Yeah.
Duke. All the big boys. This is gonna be a good show.
It's going to be high-level basketball. Women, same thing. I mean, there's never really upsets in the women's, but we still got all the best teams. We got some drama off the court, as always. We'll see. The women's gets interested in Final Four time. Elite Eight time.
Caitlin played big the other night. My West Virginia.
Yeah.
We played good. We had a good season. Yeah. I'm going with LSU. I think they're going to win.
Still going LSU.
Going with LSU. Recent girl. Going with LSU.
God, South Carolina looks unstoppable. But I think LSU Iowa will be more watched than any men's game.
Any game that Caitlin Carr playing in these last couple games are going to be more watched.
Yeah.
This is our last year.
Yeah, yeah. And Angel Reese and Flau J and all that. There's a lot of big names.
Yeah.
TikTok.
A lot of big names.
They're all TikToking and Instagram dancing. There's just a whole
dropping.
New wave of social media that allows these girls to blow the fuck up.
I'm all for it, man. I'm happy for the girls, man.
They're getting bread.
Yeah. Basketball is at an all-time high right now. They're getting paid.
They're getting paid. Yeah.
Keep your brothers off the court. You need to do that. Most
Get your brothers off the fucking court. So we'll see. I think UConn looks the best out of the men's. I think your pick is looking right.
Oh, yeah. And they minus 250. I'm sticking with UConn in the East bracket.
I think they're minus 10.5 this week in San Diego State. It's a championship rematch.
Yep. San Diego State.
That's dope.
It's plus 1,400.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, UConn, big time favorite. They're excellent. Yeah.
Woo! I'm going to have to bet me some on just in case.
Just in case. UConn looks fucking good.
The Midwest bracket is nobody that we picked, but it's an okay bracket.
No.
Tennessee, Creighton.
I pick Purdue.
Who you like out of there?
I pick Purdue to make the final.
Okay, let's go.
I rock with Purdue. A lot of people don't like to watch them play. It's a little boring. They just kind of give it to the 7'4" guy. Kind of flails around for fouls. But it's effective.
Yeah.
I like Creighton, too.
Creighton?
Creighton looks sneaky. Good, bro.
They plus 500 to win the bracket.
Creighton's sneaky.
But the South bracket, we already know.
They got shooters. Listen, when you're watching March Madness, and this is true for every single year, there's always a team that has white dudes who can shoot the fuck out of the ball. I don't know what it is or what the science is behind it, but there's always a team that has two or three white guys that look like accountants, but they got a strap. They got range. They hit everything. Contested or not, and Creighton seems to be that team.
Okay. Plus 500. Could be a big advantage. Plus 500.
Plus 500. I like that. For March Madness. Anything else? No. Do I think they're going to make the NBA? No. But can they be effective in March? Yes.
Okay. I like that. South bracket winners, you know who I like. Houston, they minus 105. Duke is plus 350. North Carolina State. It's plus 1,400.
Yeah, right.
Houston's going to win that one. So
I would think Houston's going
to
win.
Then you drop down to the West. We got Arizona, North Carolina, Alabama, and Clemson. Who you liking that one?
I think Clemson's a sleeper.
Clemson a sleeper.
They got some shooters, too. They beat Baylor. That's no easy win. I don't know.
I sure like North Carolina. I'm sticking with what I got, plus 180 on that spot right there.
Yeah, a lot of people got Arizona.
Yeah.
A lot of Arizona folks.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
No Arizona.
No Arizona.
All right.
North Carolina, I already picked them. I'm sticking with my team.
You did already pick them. I already picked them too, but I think Clemson's a sleeper here.
Speaking of sleeper,
they got a similar Creighton vibe.
Speaking of sleeper, did you see the Vince Young video?
He did get slept. That was bad, bro. That was bad. Did you play with Vince Young?
Yeah, I played with Vince. Damn, man. Oh. Gotta keep your head on. VY, you got to keep your head on the swivel, baby. Keep your head on the swivel.
If you didn't see it, Vince Young got into a bar fight and got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, it was a bad day for my boy, man.
Bad day.
Bad day. Oh, my God.
Not good.
Not at all.
Not at all. What else isn't good? NFL bans hip drop tackles.
I agree with that.
Another. You agree with that?
I agree. Because really, you don't really post a tackle like that.
Yeah, but do you want like penalties when you do tackle like that?
Yeah, you do want penalties when you tackle like that, because when guys are doing that, it's almost like they're really trying to hurt you. When you can hit straight up or hit low, that hip, it's a bad tackle. So I agree with that. I also agree with the new kickoff rules as far as a returner. We haven't had too many balls returned last year. I think we had, I don't even know, two maybe. But with the new rules, it's going to be way more returns. I think this actually helped the return and come back to life. You will not be kicking the ball out of the end zone no more. They got a rule pitch is from the 20 in, so the ball have to land from the 20 in. The front line can't run until the ball either hits on the 20 in. If it hit before the 20, the receiving team will get the ball at the 40-yard line. So this is going to help the return game. I think we are going to see a lot more returns than we've been seeing in the past. A guy like me, I love this rule. I truly think that it's nothing but halfway down, so the blocks should be there. And it's going to determine a lot of games with this because of field position.
Yeah. No more surprise onside kicks. So if you want to do an onside kick, you got to go back to the old kicking formation. They set it up for you and everything. So they adopted the CFL, actually.
And only in the fourth quarter. And you must be trailing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I did like this. Remember when Sean Payton pulled that out in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That was dope. But no more. You got to do it in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, they're adopting more of a college CFL rule set. I like that they're willing to change that up. I'm not looking forward to more penalties on the defense, but it is a bad tackle. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Yeah,
it will affect is when a defensive player gets an interception and the offensive player doesn't have a clue how to fucking tackle, does a hip drop tackle. Are they going to call those? They got to call them, right?
They got to call them.
Because offensive players tackle. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, they know. They know they got to get them down. Like, I'm just saying, like, if for a guy that play football, that runs the ball, you love this. And a guy that tackle, really. You're really not trying to hip tackle people. Like, it's a technique that you ain't really taught. You get what I'm saying? It just happens sometimes when you don't mean for it to happen.
Yeah, it just happens.
But
yeah.
I know Troy Vincent.
I mean, it could happen
and Goodell
unintentionally, right?
Is happy about these two rules that the owners just approved at the owners' meeting.
But you can unintentionally hip drop tackle someone, right?
Of course. You can unintentionally face mask too. You're still going to get the penalty. It happens sometimes. It happens sometimes.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, you ask, you won't do it if you're going to get fined for it. I'll tell you that.
A lot of defensive penalties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hip drop, nothing below the knee, and nothing above the neck.
That's crazy.
I will emphasize proper form for tackling, which we have gotten away from.
See what you hit. That's proper form tackling. Yep. See what you hit. You can't hit them in the head. Everybody know that.
No.
The rules are not that hard, bro. This is 7-on-7 football. Obviously, the NFL want to see. I know, but the rules wasn't like this when I was headhunting. The NFL want to see 7-on-7 football, basically. And that's what we're playing now in the NFL. So, you're not going to be out here. You're going to get whacked every now and then. Of course, that's a part of the game, but you got to watch how you whack them now. You got to watch it.
You got to watch
just
how
go
you
low.
Whack
I would just
them.
Go low. I would just go low every time.
Yeah. No, definitely don't play like you and Vontaze.
Oh, no. It would be hard for me and Tez to be playing right now. It's a little soft.
It's a little soft.
But you can still pick and choose your shots, though. I just hit them low.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You gotta be careful with that too.
Just hit him low. You can hit him low.
All right.
It's a good time. Yeah,
not too low.
I'm hitting you low as I can get.
Not the quarterback.
No, not the quarterback. I'm saying everybody else.
Of course if we get you on a corner blitz.
I hardly ever gonna get a quarterback. Maybe once every now and then. I got like 2 sacks in my whole career.
I would send you out there. All right. Yeah, I think they're the most. I think the pass rushers are the most affected in general. Because you can't, it's hard to throw up too. When you're that big and that fast.
Yeah. Like, those are the guys who be doing the hip tackling. Like, because you got to really
those are the guys that be doing the hip tackling.
Yeah. A little dirty up front, just a little bit. But I'm happy with the rules. I know Troy Vincent and Goodell are very happy that the owners came to an agreement. With this rule. So what does this mean? It's in place for 1 year. So if we don't have no injuries, we're going to stick with this. Have injuries, we're going to go back the old way. So I'm eager to see what the 1 year thing mean in the contract.
I think it'll stay. What I don't like is the tush push is still legal. I would have banned the tush push. I would have banned anything that the Eagles ran.
We know you don't like the Eagles. I understand.
I don't like the Eagles. I understand. Big Dumb and the Eagles.
Yeah. Tell me how you really feel.
If it was any other team running it, I might have been okay with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the Philly. I didn't like Philly running it in particular.
It's a good play, though. Good play. Gotta admit, it's a good play.
Not a good play. Not a fan. But a little bit sus, too. No Diddy. Anyways.
What? No Diddy.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
Woo! Woo! Be careful what you ask for around here.
Careful what you ask for. Oh, show. Yeah, you might get slept like Vince Young. You might get raided like Diddy. You gotta keep your, you gotta be careful in these streets.
Yeah, you gotta be careful in these streets.
Very.
You heard what... what's the comedian said? No.
Did you see Cat Williams run the 40?
Yeah, in 4.9. 4.92, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though, for his age, man.
He's pretty fucking fast for his age.
Yeah, he's pretty fast for his age, bro.
He's a 52-year-old comedian.
That can run.
I do believe he was the fastest kid in his school growing up. I believe that. Yeah. He's not Pac-Man fast, but he's for a comedian?
Yeah, he's fast. He's fast.
Yeah.
And it's different when you're racing people and you're not racing.
40, I think he'd be the fastest.
Yeah, but it's really different when you're racing a person than running by yourself. I think I run faster when I'm racing a person than running by myself. That's just me personally. So he might have run faster if somebody was running with him.
Yeah. I don't think it would be close enough to warrant that.
No, I don't know if it'd be close enough for him to be with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying you're faster if someone was racing you.
Yeah, I think he would have ran faster if he had a bunny person. It's a little trick of the trade, but yeah. But he was all in, man. I give him a A+. That was impressive for him. To me.
That was impressive.
For a comedian to be running that fast. You know, not pulling nothing. That was pretty cool.
No Aiden here. Yeah. He's little, too.
Small guy.
It's not like he's got long strides.
But he was moving. Shout out to Cat. Good job, man.
Shout out to Cat. I would say if they had, like, a comedian decathlon, he might win it.
Yeah. Is he the fastest comedian? I don't know. He might be the fastest comedian I've seen that run the 40.
Fastest one I've seen. A lot of you guys are out of shape. So I can't talk. Cat was faster than me, for sure. So shout out to Cat.
Smell me.
And didn't get raided, didn't get knocked out in a bar. He's doing good.
Yeah, he won. They pre-warned Diddy, though. A lot of people did.
A lot of people warned Diddy. I think, I don't think he covered his tracks well at the end there.
Yeah.
We'll see where he ends up, in the Tunisia or Dubai, Sweden, Bet Online. We need betting odds. Where will Diddy be? Come on.
Same way we got this big bracket, baby. Sweet 16.
Same way we got the bracket, I need the Diddy betting odds. 100%.
Yes.
This has been Running It Back with Pack and Zach, presented by Bet Online.